Well, I got 15 minutes. I do have a couple things. What's that? Hey, I only follow the schedule. That's all. I thought it was interesting, anyways, that in the second chapter, actually the second epistle of Timothy, verse 13, it says, hold fast the pattern of sound doctrine. Paul kind of picks up where he left off in a sense, which you have heard from me in faith and love, which are in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed to you. It was the same phrase. You know, it's only used twice in the New Testament, and it's used both times here in Timothy's. That good thing which was committed to you, and I think this hits on what Bruce was saying, was keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. You know, we don't have to do this like in a flesh. You know, we don't have to somehow have the recipe and try to live the life, you know, on our own. The Holy Spirit's within us. And, you know, Pastor Mark had referred to what Paul said. He said in the fourth chapter there of 2 Timothy, for I'm ready, I'm already being poured out as a drink offering. And the time of my departure is at hand. Your time of your departure is at hand almost. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all those who loved his appearing. You know, we're ambassadors of Christ. We leave here and we go to finish the race. And I'm reminded of this guy, John Stephen Akari. He was a Olympian for Tanzania. There you go. I knew somebody would get it. In the 68 Olympics, he ran the race. He got almost toward the end and he hurt himself and he fell down actually. And another guy came around and kind of gathered him up and they finished the race together. And when he was asked about it, why didn't he just quit? And why didn't he roll over and just forget about it? You know, and he said, I didn't come here to start the race for my country. I came here to finish the race. And the same thing's true for us, right? Is that we didn't come here to just get the cookies, even though they were very good, right? And you can take a couple on the way out, right? But we came here to get encouraged and then finish the race, right? To finish the race. So let's finish the race. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Father, for all that you do for us, Lord, it's too much to mention, really. It's, you sustain us, Lord. You keep us. Your Holy Spirit dwells within us, and we're so thankful, Lord, that we don't have to do it on our own, Lord. We can't stay out of sin very long, Lord, without your Holy Spirit, of course, influencing us. And Lord, as we take you out of here, Lord, because when we leave, you leave. Lord, you stay with us. You don't hang out in an old empty building, Lord. And we're so thankful that you're present in our lives, Lord. We don't need to necessarily go to church to repent, Lord, but we can, you know, but we have you wherever we go, Lord, and we're so thankful for that. And you convict us, your Holy Spirit convicts us. Let us repent where we need to repent, Lord. Let us be forgiven where we need to be forgiven, Lord, and help us to live the the life in which you have given us. And may we be an example, Lord, to those around us of the truth, Lord, that your scriptures speak of, Lord. And may we be a witness for you, Lord. May our walks be steadfast, Lord. May we be good stewards of what you've deposited in us, Lord. Help us, Father, to just be honoring to you, Lord, to, you know, there's no better thing, Lord, than to lead somebody to you, Lord. So we pray, Lord, that you would do a work in our lives so you could do a work in somebody else's life as well. And Father, just bless the guys as they travel home today, and bless their services at the various churches, Lord, and fill those pews with people that love you and that are filled with your Holy Spirit. And Lord, that we pray, Lord, that you would revive the people within our communities, Lord, the people within our country, Father, that you would save souls, and that you would be honored, Lord, in everything that we do and say. In Jesus' name, amen.